Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust and believe the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much with His presence in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow. All right. She's back with you tomorrow. And of course, we are taking it from here up to 7 o'clock. It is Sunday live. And, you know, some good music. I just want us to play some good music as we go on. And so that, you know, you become also, you know, somehow revived by this. There's a song that I used to play long ago. And I think this song, you will remember many of my friends basically remember this song. And we used to play it together maybe 10 years ago, if not 12 years ago, but maybe 10 years ago.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
That's a beautiful one there, I should say. This is the song of Tamela Man. I used to play this some time ago, man. And I think maybe you also would remember those days and just enjoy. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much. Looking forward to talking to Jabulani Dominic. I'm trying to call him on this phone. He doesn't respond, man. Hey, yeah. Sipho, I think Sipho is around. Sipho, sawubona.
Sawubona mfundisi, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, kanti kwenze njani ngoJabulani? I-match ezo lenze ukuthi vele abantu banyamalale vele njengomthalo wezo.
Hey, kusiyam kumantima kanye kanye naleya yayizola iy'kom kusiyam kuyenza ukuthi abantu banyamalale.
Ey madoda, hawu. Nami ngize ngaphathwa nayo isifuba. Hey, njengaphatha isifuba ndoda, fanqinisele makube bolalela umsakazo wesiZulu uzokhumbula ukuthi ukhona umuntu baba wathi gwinyitshe, uyabona bese uyaligwinya-ke itshe ngoba kwenzekile. Yabona.
Ukusale bacola Nkosi yami.
Mabacola abantu ibhola leli alingeni kithi ibhola leli thina sindisiwe. Sikhuluma net maswini like phela sindisiwe. Anyway, Sipho uyaphila kodwa bhuti wami?
Philile mntana inkosi uyasibingelela abalaleli emakhasi, bingelela umfowethu umfundisi uMotha. Nalo ungakatholakali uzazatholakale. Amen.
Eyangimangaza ke lo ungatholakali uJabulani Dominic. Ngoba emihleni nje ngiqala ngaye kusho ukuthi ku la ngine ne booth yokufona. So uma ngifona uku line 1 uJabulani ku line 1. So ngifake wena ku line 1. And when I usually uku line 4 and then bese ngifaka umfundisi Motha ku line 3 and then i line 2 kube yama callers. Hayi namhlanje akaphendula umlisa. Ngithi kukhona kwenzakela izolo. Mfundisi Motha, sawubona.
Eh, sawubona bhuti wami.
Usaphila kodwa?
Ngomusa kaNkulunkulu siyaphila bhuti wami, ninjani nina?
Hayi siyaphila man, akunankinga mfowethu man.
Hayi no, glory to God. Siyabonga kakhulu. Allow me to greet umfundisi Sipho as well in the name of Yahushua Mashiach kanye nabalaleli emakhaya.
Awuzeke, kusaphileka ngakuwe kodwa ekhaya kuhamba kahle, bhuti wami?
Hayi. Hayi kusamba kahle mfundisi wami, uNkulunkulu muhle usigcinile. Akukho nje esingakhala ngako.
Yeah. No, kuhle kakhulu lokho, kuhle kakhulu ngoba hey nangu uJabulani simtholi madoda. Njengoba singamtholi uJabulani thina sizochubeka ke. Uzongitshela ke yena ukuthi uyatholakala na uJabu. Uzongitshela ukuthi uyatholakala ngoba mina ngitrayile ngitrayile basho njalo ke ngesizulu sabantu abathe ukufunda funda laphayana ku junior secondary bathi ngitrayile yabona bese mawufunda ufundela uqhubeka phe bese uthi to no avail halala ey siyadliwa isilungu bathe wathi siyahlafunwa la siphuma na ngeimpumulo yeah yeah all right. We said that tonight we are going to be talking about the new creation. Angithi.
Kunjani mfundisi?
Yeah, ukuthi what is the new creation even all about? We will be touching on that and ukuthi what is the new creation even all about? And it's important to look into it, into this very aspect and issue of a new creation. What is meant by it? What the word says with regards to it, what we have come to learn with regards to the notion of a new creation, and what is meant by it. Now, much of the times we had come to find that quite a lot of people, when they speak about a new creation, they're speaking about something else other than that which we say we know. A new creation is a new person also, angithi. Sithe, we are touching on that. This new creation who is also a new person. And in touching on that, we are getting into the aspect of asking the question then, what is the new person even all about? What is this new person even all about? It's very important to touch on to that and to check as to whether what is this new person even all about. We are talking about that. So you can send me as many WhatsApps as you can. It's 0726, is it 0782, sorry, 0826572729, 0826572729. You can send us a WhatsApp there and tell us, when you say you are a new creation, I don't want to say a new creature, a new creation or a new person in Christ or through Christ, what do you imply when you say you're a new creation through Christ? What are the implications of that? And what are some of the misconceptions that have come through with regards to that? You know, one has to know as to what kind of misconceptions have come through this, the issue of being a new creation. And I've heard many people singing this song, I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man, all things have gone away. And I've heard many times people singing that. I've heard many times people talking about that, even, you know, people speaking about their endeavors as new, as persuaded by this newness in Christ. What does it mean? And I'm not refuting anything that anyone is saying with regards to it. I'm saying, what are some of the things that we say about a new creation which basically are not scriptural? And what are the things that are scriptural about being a new creation? And let our point of departure be the notion of a new person in Christ. Let it be that. Let us touch on it from that perspective. Now, I trust as we do so, the Father will do us good and grace us so much in a mighty way.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right then, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, coming to you. And I'm hanging out with Sipho Paulose, all the way in Standard 10, the place known as Stanner, and also hanging out with Mfundisi Mota, Walaije Mistin, Ekuruleni, and we are touching on this issue of, you know, a newness, a new person. What is meant by this? And the implications that come because of that, it's something to look into. And some of the misconceptions that are there, but what the word says with regards to that, it's important to look into what the word says with regards to that. What is a new person even all about? This new creation, even all about? This new man, new creation, this new person who has a new name, who is strengthened and renewed by the Holy Spirit, who is raised from spiritual death, this person who is now known as a believer. We're talking about that. What is this person even all about? Now, if you read Psalms chapter 40, verses 3, says, "He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our Elohim. Many will see it and fear, and I will trust in the Elohim. Praise be to him. Many will see and will put their trust in him." A new song. So you see, this person has a new philosophy, a new song, it's a new thought pattern. You know, the art of the interpretations of life has taken a new fold, which he did not have before. This person, he did not have this before. And it is why now he or she is able to speak this new language, this new song, this new language unto the Elohim, Yahuwah, and is able to even put his trust or her trust in him, something that he could not do before. So when you speak of a new person, a new creation, it is someone who now has learned to trust in the Father, but this person, before all, has become a person who has been endowed with a new spirit that gives him new life. That is why there's a new song, the new spirit, new life. Because a song, you can't see a song. You can sing a song, but you can't see it. You can write its notes, but you can't see it. So it's basically a new spirit. Speaks about the new spirit in a person. This spirit enables this person to praise the Father, to have the fear of the Father, which is the dawn of what we know as the divine wisdom. And also this person now has developed a relationship of trust. He has made Yahuwah, our Elohim, our Father, our Creator, he has made him his confidante. Amazing. It's a new person. Akasayi kulabo esibabize atrisville sithi ki ungadi ngala laba balahlela amathambo phansi wemfene. Ezekiel chapter 11 verse 19 says, "Then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh." The Father puts a new heart in a person. Means now this person lives a new life. The heart means life. He lives a new life. He lives a new life. What propels him is new now. It's no longer the old, but it is the new. And it says, this is also a new spirit within a person. A new life with a new spirit within. That is a new person. All the wickedness of the old spirit are taken off. That is Ezekiel 11, 19. John 3, 7 says, "Do not marvel that I said, you must be born again." Someone who is a new creation or a new person. This person is born again. And I want to stress this. And tonight, we need to open up for those who say, "I want to be born again." Send a WhatsApp. We pray with you. I want to be born again. For real. For real. For real. Mama chwala aside. Mi cholo nanan aside. I want to be born again. For real. Because Christ is the King of Kings. He's our Savior. The Messiah is our Savior. And we lift his name up high. His name is Yahuwah, Yahushai, Hamashiach, which means Yahuwah is salvation, Yahushai, Hamashiach. Uye song Messiah. That's what it says. And if you say today, look, I've backslidden, I want to come back to the Father, send your WhatsApp. Send your WhatsApp. We pray with you immediately. We pray with you. If it is a voice note, we pray with you. If it is an SMS or WhatsApp text message, we pray with you. So that you stick to the new man that the Father has given you. Without Christ, we can talk as many things as we can. We can celebrate all the days we can celebrate. But if we are not born again, we are just playing church. A new person is someone that is born again. Do not marvel when I say you must be born again. Unless you are born of a spirit of the Father, you will never see the kingdom of heaven. And the only way to see is to believe that he sent his only begotten Son here on earth. That he died for us. Christ, the Messiah. Emmanuel. To be the one who is with us. Yahuwah, the one who is with us. Emmanuel. Yahuwah is with us. And much of the times I've come to see, in many instances than one, that this is one of the aspects of being a new person that is overlooked. And actually, even those who are saved, man, I don't know how many times have they forgotten to say they are saved. Or you ask someone who is saved, maybe someone sitting next to you or whatever, you can ask, when's the last time you really acknowledged that you were born again? And they will say to you, should I acknowledge the reality that is in me? Hey, you must acknowledge. You must acknowledge that you are saved so that it becomes a witness to many who are your hearers. You're not saved to be quiet. Anyway. That WhatsApp, it's 082-657-2729. Say, look, man, I want to be a new person. I've been dwelling in this flesh thing for quite some time. And it's really dealing me bad. Romans 6, 4, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. We walk in the newness of life because Christ was raised from the dead. We were buried with him through baptism into death, and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, which is his Spirit, we also should walk in the newness of life. Someone who walks in the newness of life, who believes also in the resurrection of Christ, that Christ was resurrected, doesn't call Christ an ancestor. That Christ was resurrected from the dead. And everything that was about us in terms of the account of sin had died with him. And now we are risen into a newness of life. That is what it is all about. Send us your WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say. What's a new man even all about? You can also text if you say, please, man, pray with me. I've backslidden. I want to come back to life again.
Masim to me is a hot conge tower and go 5 o'clock exen no ayanda nenem. Sia tandaza, sia tumisa, sia ilizwi no bunina u crestu. Let's praise him. Ku Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way with all the best. And of course, we are together throughout up to the hour 7. And this is your show, man. It's not my show. It's your show. And you and I are able in this show to talk just as much as we can and to hear just as much as we ought to and to sharpen one another. And that is one of the most pivotal of times we should be able to. Now, let me start with you, Bab Sipho. When we talk about a new man, a new person, this new creation, what comes to mind?
Thank you very much, Mfundis, for this wonderful topic. And we thank God for today. We're also all learning, and this opportunity for Mfundis is just to sit on the feet of Jesus Christ, being
disciple of Jesus Christ. And it is true from the Sibuti.
Yabona sipho uma ungakhuphuka enkostineni njengokhethani uyamkhumbula uphuze chemist nokhethani ukhethani bekashaya inkostina ahlala ikhophuka nawe khuphuka
ake ngizama ukukhuphuka ngifundisi kuyakhuphukeka kodwa
yeah
new creation fundisi issue ukuthi there's a fresh start, there's a renewal of the mind, at the same time there's a new identity in Christ, and there is a transformation from an old life system, from a sinful nature into a life whereby the exercise now of living a holy life, acknowledging that our body now is the temple of the living God. In other words, I'm no longer doing as I'm pleased with my body, because some of us, we used to have this thing, which it is my life, my role, my everything. So in other words, when a new creation comes in, number one, is that transformation being done by Christ, that is Yeshua Mashiach. In other words, there's a time we receive him being the savior of our life, accepting him to dwell in our heart, as we found in John chapter 3, verse 7, that we need to be born again. Once we have been born again, we become the heirs of God, creature. We become a living creature, living by faith. In other words, we acknowledge that the Holy Spirit dwells in us, at the same time living a holy life, obedience to God's word, and lasting fundacy. We see that renewal of our mind and our spirit. In other words, we are no longer living in the pattern of this world, according to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. But we see the character of Christ in our life has been under the control of the Holy Spirit, whereby we see the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We now start to love unconditionally. We start now to have a new character, the character that always reflects Christ, at the same time having the self-control character, being patient and obedient in all what God commands me, and the opening funding from the Spirit. We become now passionate, having that affection. In other words, we are now taking care of our brothers and sisters in the Lord. No longer see them as opportunities of sex object, no, but no longer we are now trying to live a holy life through the Holy Spirit. It's a new creature. It's somebody who has accepted God's word, and that God's word dwell in him, and he's been transformed daily by God's word that is working in us through Christ, who is and was and is to come.
I hear you quite well. And let us welcome Jabulani Dominic. Jabu, sawon.
My friend, greetings indeed. Ngiyaphila kodwa.
Ngiyaphila mfokunini sikuzama lapho sibona ubonakala ngithi hey mhlambe unyamalele ne chips.
Hayi nge bhadi enkulu hayi bengikhona just I missed the call nje mangiqeda uphumela le mnyango but ngiyabonga ukuthi ungivunele again my friend. Greetings to abafundisi, mfundisi Sipho, mfundisi Umotha. Nabalaleli bonke ngegama lika Yahusha Hamashia.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Ngiyacabanga bese nikhulumile ngebhola, so we don't have to talk about soccer because ngiyacabanga bese nikhulumile ngayo.
Asinasikhathi.
Hayi, babuyelakazi izongena afune sikhulume ngayo.
Yeah, no, hayi thina asinalixesha. Asinalixesha.
Amen.
Amen. Asinasikhathi. Se-soccer asinaso.
Yeah, yeah. Sineza penduka.
Kakhulu. Asinasikhathi. I don't know if you were listening, Jabu. We are talking about the new person, the new creation, what this person is even all about. I was already asked to see for the first question. And then I will go to Umfundisi Umotha. And I was saying this one, you know, this one of John 3:7, you'd see ukuthi ngihlale kuyo kakhulu mfundisi Umotha ukuthi when Christ says, do not marvel that I said you must be born again. You must be born again. You know, do not marvel when I said you must be born again. You know, that thing in itself is very important of being born again. We can't just let that slide off, because a new creation, someone who is born again, and we said If you say, I want to be born again, tonight it's your show. Let's do that together. Let's pray with you together. Send us a WhatsApp. And if you say, I need to be restored, I have fallen there and there, you know, and I'm no longer walking in the newness of Christ. I'm walking now in the old nature, which is no longer me. And somehow it's haunting me. We will pray with you for restoration. I tell you, the Father has made this show for you. Now, Prince Mota, let me bring this to you, sir. I'm looking at Romans chapter 6, verses 4. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in the newness of life. Walking in the newness of life, it means all the everything that pertained to the old nature has been dead with Christ. It died with Christ. And when Christ resurrected, we were raised with him in the newness of life. It means now we live this life of being born again by the Spirit of the Father. Funis Mot.
Funis, absolutely. Thank you so much, my brother, for the topic that is so powerful and interesting. Ukuthi kuyini ukuba born again, noma what is a new person or a new creature or creation. La lisho khona ukuthi we were buried with him. As Christ has been resurrected to life, now we walk into the newness of life. What is to walk in the newness of life, my brother, to answer your question? Ngamaya makama, kusho ukuthi whatsoever that I was doing before, I say that I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I do it no more. If I was worshipping idols, I don't do it anymore. I walk now in the newness of life. It means that I am a changed person. I am a transformed person, because the person to be a new creation, it is through the transformation when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And in so doing, that is how we become born again, as Ubuhleli lapha ku verse 7 or the book of John. My brother, what do we have to be born again unless we will not see the kingdom of God? And masikhuluma ngokuzalwa kabusha, it is not through the flesh nor by the will of man, but through ngomusa kaNkulunkulu. Uthi Peter, when he writes in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, it says, being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So how can we walk in the newness of life? We have to receive the seed, which is the word of God. uNkulunkulu, I will put in them, or I will give them a new heart. That is in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 36, verse 26. It says that I will give them a new heart and put a new spirit within them. In other words, inhliziyo le bengalaleli, uNkulunkulu uyayikhipha, but ke sithole a new heart, a heart that will be able ukuthi ilalele uNkulunkulu, and a heart that will be guided by the Spirit of God. In other words, when one says that I am a new creation, kusho ukuthi ngamanye amagama ukhona umoya kaNkulunkulu ohlezi ngaphakathi kuye, because the very same time when one says, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, they become born again. And the Holy Spirit himself, he comes and lives in that person. It is the Spirit of God that makes us ukuba sikwazi ukumlalela uNkulunkulu ngaso sonke isikhathi, because it is not by might. It cannot be with my own wisdom. But when one surrenders kuNkulunkulu, then, and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we become a new person. We became, in other words, our mind is being renewed. The oldness of life, for the Bible says that if any man in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation, for all things have passed away. What are these all things that have passed away? If I was a smoker, if being fornicator, if being konza abaphansi, kusho ukuthi zonke lezo zinto ngiyahlukana nazo, because now I am a new person. now I'm walking in this newness of life because I don't live the way that I used to live before. Mm. But now I have the height, the heart that is obedient unto the Father, that is able to do the will of the Father. Hence God says, I will put my spirit within you and it will cause you to walk in my statue. It is the only spirit of God that is in us that will make us to be obedient to God. That is verse number 27 in the book of Ezekiel chapter 36. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngiyofaka umoya wami ongcwele kuyo so that we can walk by the spirit of God, no longer according to the desires of the flesh. Ukuthi ngamanye amagama zonke lezi zinto ebezidingwa yinyama, I don't fulfill the flesh anymore because I'm a new person. So I have a new spirit in me, the spirit that comes from the Father. So therefore, I shall no longer walk according to the works of this world, according to the flesh.
Mm.
Then I have to walk according to the spirit.
Yeah.
My mind is to be transformed. That's why the word of God says that we should be transformed with the renewing of our mind.
Mm.
I don't think the way I used to think, because now I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Right.
And you can only be a new creation when you are in Christ Jesus, because it is only him that gives us a newness of life.
All right. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. I appreciate. If you just joined us, welcome to it.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, let me speak to you, Jabulani. Hey, Jabu, do you know ukuthi namhlanje bekuyibirthday ka Baba Maswangane? Yes. Jabu.
Okay.
Ngithi
bo. I was not aware.
Siye lapha yale enkonzweni kudliwa mfo kuphekwe ibiliboco. Yazazi ibiliboco. Kusikwa makheke laphayana angitholanga ngizwe nocezu nyana lelana ebelidla lo yamfundisi loyana waku Sidumo icezu nyana elingikhumbuza umfula waseJordan angilitholanga. Hey ndoda, ngoba bengijahela ukuze emsebenzini but bokumnandi ke laphayana hey madoda.
Ah, Mr. Teshi, akhulu baba Masana.
Yeah, no, I simfisela kuhle. Simfisela kuhle kakhulu. Bra Steve.
Also, my friend, it was your birthday during the week. So, happy belated. Belated happy birthday indeed.
Hayi wena.
Ukhulu emzini kaNkulunkulu.
Ukhuluma ngani manje Jabulani? Sikhuluma kahle manje wena ufaka izinto zini. Lalela ke Jabu. When you look into and then uyikhulumile ke umfundisi Motha this one. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. People should check it. Ukuthi le nto umfundisi Motha bekakhuluma iqiniso na. I think he was quoting or he was referring to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And then there's a semicolon, which means that thing ends there. Then what comes after that is the descriptions of what is meant by this. All right. What does it mean, therefore? It says the old has passed away and there's a semicolon again, which means this in itself has its own intended implications, which we should look into. And says, and behold, all things have become new. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, behold, all things have become new. If anyone is in Christ, the old things are gone, the new things have come, and all things have become new. But it says the old things have passed away, they have died. The old nature has to die so that it makes way for the new nature. Then we know this is a new person. Jabu.
Yes, indeed, my friend. You know, what a great talk speak indeed about the new person, the new creation, or the new man. So you've already touched, also Sipo was also already set a mouthful together with Mfundisi Motha and you, my friend. So, but you are quoting 2 Corinthians 5:17, which also just speaks more about new creation. It says, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, which means that we no longer are like our old selves that we used to be. So it means if we used to be people who were robbing banks or whosoever, but once we become children of God, we've been changed. We're no longer people who used to rob people.
now we are children of God. We've taken over the new nature, which is the nature of our Father, of being holy, of being righteous, of being just and fair, of being generous, of being loving, kind, forgiving. You know, just to support the same scripture in Romans 6:6 says, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. So that's being the new person, that's being the new man, the new creation. It means our old self has been crucified with Christ, and we no longer live the life that we live in the flesh. We live it by faith in him. So it means we've taken over the new nature of being like the Father, being sons of God. We've been born anew. So it means we no longer live the way that we used to live. If we used to smoke, we used to drink, we used to change girls, we used to do all sorts of things that are not godly. But once we become children of God, we are new people. Our old selves that used to smoke, drink, do whatsoever, you know, like the things that I've counted, it's been crucified with Christ, you know, in order that the body of sin might be done away with. So it means that old body of sin is done away with, you know. So we are no longer slaves to sin. Sin is no longer our master, because of we have taken over the new nature of Christ, of being sons and daughters of the Father. Thank you very much, my friend.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Jabu. And if you just joined us, welcome to it. We are talking about the very notion of being a new person in Christ. What does it mean, man? What's the difference between your old nature and your new nature? And if you say, I'm a new person in Christ, what's the difference between the life that you used to live before and the life that you that you live now? We want to know what's the difference. And sometimes, I should say, in many instances and one, we had gotten people who basically had said that they are living a new life. But when you look, it's still the same old.
Ba patsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40 ibile e na le baretsi ba feta dikete di le 400. Ga jaana re na le di package tse di botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871. Go na le melawana.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, 657 Medium Wave, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. And tell us as to what is actually implied by this new person in Christ. All right. Hey, Rimabaso, Mr. Mangole says, and check this out. Says, like in any movie, the new creation entails the newness of life episode that keeps on playing itself out to certain believers and unbelievers. Exclusively chosen by God to learn from, my newness of life will only appeal to a select few that are privileged enough to learn from me by the grace of God. I dare not fool them, because that is my calling to them and them only. I don't know, but that sounds so exclusivist. Because Matthew 24? Yeah, I think it's in Matthew 24 that we should go and preach into all creation. All creation. All creation. all creation. I'm not disputing what you're saying. It is your choice, though, but a new creation, what is a new creation? If you say, like in any movie, I mean, I make movies, you know, I've directed quite a lot of movies, quite a lot of videos and documentaries. Even if someone makes what we call a prequel and a sequel, it is never the same. But it does not mean that you get something new from any movie. No, you don't. You get the same old lies that are brought on by the same people who want you to have the same narrative. There's no newness. It's wickedness throughout in the movies. Anyway, but I want to understand you quite well when you say these people are the people that you should only become an example to, and those are the exclusive people, them only, not others. As to what do you imply there? Teach me. I'm willing to learn. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. SE says hi, and we say hi back, SE. And let's hear what you say, 082-657-2729. We can also drop us a voice note there. What is a new person? There are many people who say, I'm a Christian. It's easy to become one. This country is also known as a Christian country. But do you see the newness of Christ when you look at us? I don't think so. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Let me go back to you, Sipho Mganwam. When we talk about the new creation, it says Galatians chapter 6 verse 15. I'm supporting what Jablan was saying with regards to cultures and traditions, and what Infinite Mother has been saying with regards to that. It says, for in Christ Yahusha, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. Again, Ephesians 2:15, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinance, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. A new creation, someone who basically, even according to the word of the Father, the law was kicking him out. But Christ has brought the reconciliation, and this person is reconciled to the law of Christ. Now the law resides in his heart.
Yeah.
The law resides in his heart now. In the new covenant, it says, and I'll write my laws in their hearts, no longer in the tables, but in the tablets of stone, but in their hearts. A new creation, someone like that who has the law of the Father written in their hearts. They're no longer enemies of the law of the Father. Sipho.
That's very true indeed. And the scripture I'm from this, in God's word, and what I love of being a new creation from this, which is the container of the world outside is still the same one.
Mm.
The transformation is in the innermost. In other words, we are now born of the uncorruptible seed, the word of God that liveth in the pine forever.
Yeah.
There's that newness in our mind. Is that transformation, in other words, my mind has been renewed.
Yes.
I'm not only having the old mindset, but the new one, the mind of Christ.
In yeah. other words,
I'm not only thinking earthly, but I'm heavenly concentrated. In other words, your mindset, it totally in line with perfect, in God's perfect will. And another thing, I've got a new spirit now from this, because remember, God is a spirit. Those who worship him should worship in truth and in spirit. In other words, my spirit now is
always abiding obedience to God's word. Angisanayo lokuthi ngifuze ubaba, angisenako lokuthi mina bayangazi. No, my spirit now desires the things of God. Angisathokoziswa ukuhlala esonweni, singilambele, ngilangazelela okwaphezulu. Ethi iBhayibheli mele silangazele ubisi lokamoya. In other words, I'm longing now to be like Christ. That is why it's important ukuthi uma ngifundise person is a new creation, we yambathwa le nto. Ingako uma ufunda Colossians chapter 3 verse 10 uthi, and putting on a new him who is new in the knowledge. In other words, in knowledge is nayo mfundisi, by putting this new mindset wemba to Christ, kusho ngamanye amazwi, I've got now a renewed knowledge. In other words, my information I say nabo loko kwakudala kwakunemkhuba yokuthanda isolo nokuphila esoneni, but now sengine information ukuthi what has been required of me, because I'm being created for God's glory. In other words, my life, my behavior, my character should reflect that I'm now becoming godly each and every day.
I hear you. Wow. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. Sipho, send us your WhatsApp. So wait to 657-2729. Let's hear what you say. You can also give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. And Maria Timpe says, Ukuthula mndeni wami wonke omuhle sesibasha. Kuyadlula okudale okudala bheka. Kuvela okusha from God. Amen. Okudala bheka. Okay, phela le igama leli okudala nobheka fanele ngizihlukanise mangifunda ngithi ya ithi ukuthula mndeni wami wonke omuhle sesibasha kuyadlula okudala bheka kuvela okusha from God. Amen. Maria Timpe there, thank you so much, Maria Timpe, we really appreciate it. Thank you, Tokozana. I see Brafil, I see also. Thank you so much. Mfundisi wamina Josepha Martin Nwamba, thank you so much. I see your voice notes there. I will play them in a jiffy.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, Mfundisi Mota, let me bring this to you, my friend. And when we talk about a new person, a new person, you understand the appeal of David to Yahuwah Elohim. When he said, create in me a new heart, you know. Mthambe, I should play this song, you know. Okay. The artist is not my favorite, but it's a beautiful song. And I wish sengathi kungaba an artist omunye wala eMzantsi angashayela yona le ngoma. It's a beautiful song indeed. Anyway, Mfundisi uMotha, now, it says therefore them, you know, and that you put on, Ephesians 4 verses 24, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Now, a new person is someone who has been clothed by the Father himself with righteousness and holiness. Righteousness and holiness. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness. In the holiness, in our Father Yahuwah, this person is clothed with that. Ugqokiswe logo, impura mpura entsha ke le, mfundisi Mota, uniform entsha le, amamedlela amasha lawa mfoka baba.
Yeah, and wathola ngokuphiwa. You don't have to work for it.
But
by the grace of the Almighty, he gives us.
Awuhambi uthi uyozibonga uthi thingisa uyozibonga lapha sikubone uphethe la inyama le bayithengisa lapha ya Ellis Park uhleze khoneni uthi ngiyazibonga le umusa.
Hence Apostle Paul says, let no man should boast, because it is by the grace that you have been saved.
Hallelujah.
In other words, it is not by your works, it is not by your wisdom, but it is by the grace of God Almighty, who gives us this gift of holiness. Nokulunga kwakhe ngo Christu Jesu.
Yes.
And, you know, where you read, it says, put on the new man. You know, when you put on the new man, which is created by God.
Yes.
You know, he's created this new man by him in the image of his dear son. In other words, we should be like his dear son.
Yeah.
Because uNkulunkulu mayesibuka funa sibuke through the eyes of his son, because when we are in him, we are in Christ. So therefore we need to put on this new man, because this new person is no longer the person that lived before, who was doing the things that azenza ngaphambili, but now he is in Christ. So therefore we should put on this new man. What does it mean to put on? It talks about mfundisi, our outward behavior.
Yeah.
In other words, the isihlahla sama benches, so you'll only know it by the fruits that are on the tree. You go to, this is an apple tree, this is a peach tree. So in other words, we should, our conduct, how we behave, how we speak, how we walk, it should tell that we are a new person. We are a new creature, because in whatsoever that we are doing, we are doing it in accordance to the dear, to the kingdom of his dear son, which is Christ Jesus. Because we should, that is why Apostle Paul said, so let this mind which was in Christ so be in you. In other words, the way we talk, you know, we should be able to love. We should love God unconditionally. So not only loving God unconditionally, but also loving other people. Because uma you are a new person, uNkulunkulu usithanda sonke. And the word of God says, I don't want anybody ukuthi ayekufeni okunaphakade. So therefore, as we are putting on this new man which is created by God in the image of his son, therefore we become the ambassadors. We should be the one that should preach the gospel, that we should share the good news, so that even those who have not received, but they can be able to hear ukuthi kusho ukuthini ukuba umntwana kaNkuluNkulu, because there is a difference between umuntu kaNkuluNkulu nomntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
Yeah.
But all those who have accepted him, uNkuluNkulu has given them the power and the authority ukuba babizwe ngokuthi bangabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu. So when one is a new creation, in other words, kusho ukuthi even nelingaphakathi kwakhe. I love the book of Psalms, chapter number 1. It says, blessed is a man who walk not according to the counsels of the ungodly. Kusho ukuthi ngamanye amagama, when you are a new creation, when you are a new person, in other words, you don't walk now according to the advices of the people abangakholwa. But now you seek, your focus now is in the Father. You don't need guidance. You don't go to sayofuna inhlanhla noma sayofuna amanzi asolwandle ukuze uphumelele. But everything that you do, because God has made you to be a righteous and holy to him. So therefore, you are afraid ukuba uzingcolise ngezinto ezingahambisani nezwi likaNkulunkulu. That is the character of a new person, a person that is able to forgive unconditionally. Because the word of God says we must forgive one another. Upetuzi yabuza ukuthi kangaki, uthi 70 times 70. So forgiveness becomes our nature, our new nature. The conduct, how we speak, how we walk, it becomes our new nature, because we are now a new person that is created in the kingdom of the Son of God, which is Yehoshua Mashiach.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. I hear you quite well. Thank you very much. And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. We need to hear from you with regards to this. It's very important. What is the new man even all about? When we talk about the new man, what do we imply? Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. And let's hear from you as to what you make of it. What is a new man? What is a new man even all about? When we talk about the new man, what are we referring to? When you look at yourself, would you say you see a new man?
Tu nembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamela, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.